Way. Is it 5 stages, 10 stages, like denial, like just
five?
What point do you just sort of give up?
What stage do you think you're at? Grief? Are you at?
I don't see any answers.
Are you angry
with the Boston Red Sox offseason?
Bargaining is another one.
I don't really see like any answers at all. Like, you know, the Jose Abreu thing, right? Like I mentioned Jose Abreu when the season ended. Obviously, Abreu signed with the Houston Astros 3 years. I think it was like $59 million. I wanted him here. I thought he was the perfect fit. I don't blame the guy at all for going to Houston. I think it speaks to a bigger picture, why you can't get any free agents. But I think it goes back to, like, you know, if you want to be in the game, if you want to spend some money, you want to go over a little bit because you really think this is your guy. And according to John Heyman, Jose Abreu was Boston's number one outside target. They met with him as soon as free agent opened. I can confirm that. I know that they really wanted this guy. It's why I've been talking the last 24 hours about missing out on this guy, because I know how much they wanted him. And honestly, people are like, it's too much money. Like, most of my responses are like, it's ridiculous. It's too much money. You don't want to spend on that bat. Who the hell do people want around here? Who do you want?
Someone younger?
Is it too much money for a position of need? It's like a hole you have to fill if you want to be a good baseball team next year?
Like, somebody's like, oh, we'll just rotate whichever outfielder's not playing. It's more flexible. You got two outfielders. You don't even have three, let alone four. Like, who do you want? Like, you know, just get another bat. He's not worth it. And it's like, Jose Abreu is probably, okay, you're not going to get Aaron Judge. Okay, so after Aaron Judge, it is Jose Abreu, and then probably J.D. Martinez, Josh Bell, Brandon Nimmo. Like, this is what free agency is. So it's like, I don't want him. I don't want him. Well, who do you want? Like, what are you going to get stuck with?
Well, I will bring this up because we were talking about it earlier today, but there seems to be maybe a bigger problem, you know, that is existing.
Why come
now.
Here?
Why come here? What's the upside? Like, you know, in our can, you sent this out. It was like, okay, do you want to, you know, be in the, you know, American League Championship Series and, you know, playing for a World Series every single year, or maybe not even make the playoffs? Like, or really
finish last once every couple
years.
There
you go.
Years.
It's like, so I feel like there is something to the reputation of the Red Sox that in the past they have kind of played terrible, finished last, World Series. Play terrible, like win the World Series, play terrible, don't make the, you know what I mean? It's been up and down. And this year you thought, okay, fine. Probably should send the message out to all those players that are free agents that, you know, we're actually a player in this market.
Listen, if the message was we're going to sign Jose Abreu, because I know he was a guy they wanted. So that way we can sort of look at Bogey and say, okay, you know, you're questioning the direction of our franchise. It's okay, we got you got Devers, you got, you know, Abreu to replace J.D. Martinez. We're going to fix some arms. Like, things are starting to come together. But Abreu is probably sitting there saying, well, you haven't signed Bogarts yet. I don't even know what the hell's going on there. Why would I come here? And I don't blame it all. He should go to Houston. They had a need, and it's a great team. But it's now all of a sudden Bogey's like, now what? You're going to bring J.D. Martinez back? And I'm going to come back. You know, it's like – the direction of the team. In 18, 19, you signed all these big free agents, but it was like, yeah, sure, look at the team. It's freaking loaded. I want to come here. I don't know what the direction is right now, where they go.
That's my other question. What are they doing? What sense do you have of what they're doing behind the scenes? Because we heard Xander was the number one priority. That's what they said.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing that this was the number one outside agent. And there's no movement on either of these, or there's failure. Well, so what is going on?
I know people are like, why would he be the number one free agent? And it's because he's like a clean free agent. There's no qualified offer attached to him. He's an easy sign. You got a hole to fill at DH. He is out there. Everyone's, you know, making bids at him right now. You lost out to the Houston Astros. Everybody else, Brandon Nimmo, has got a qualified offer. Do you want to give up a second, a fifth, and $1 million in international signing bonus? Because that's what it would take to get Brandon Nimmo. And the reason why you're giving up all of that, rather than just a second-round pick, is because you went over the luxury tax by $4 million on the last place baseball team. So why don't you go get a right-handed bat in the outfield? Other than Aaron Judge, there aren't any. There aren't any. There's none. So maybe that's a trade, which takes more time. You know, the guy out in Japan, Senga, the right-handed pitcher, that might take some time. A lot of this stuff might take some time, but Abreu was out there to sign quickly to get somebody on board, help this lineup. That's why it was the number one priority. It was the easiest, cleanest one, and they couldn't land him. And I don't blame him at all for not, but it just speaks to the bigger picture. So Xander's sitting there saying, why not? What are we doing now?
You seem to have touched a nerve here.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Go ahead, Dave. What do you got?
Hey, Lou, I agree with you on Abreu. I mean, Cassis is still not a slam dunk that he's going to, you know, tear it up out of the box. And Abreu would have been a nice right-handed compliment.
I also think you
guys also said, you know, players are going to be, why even come to Boston? I'm a little concerned that Evaldi, you know, didn't take that $19 million offer. And, you know, I thought he wanted to stay here, but he might have questions whether or not the Red Sox are going to win. So,
yeah, Dave, and that, thanks for the call. That's probably the biggest question. Like, Evaldi, is he on board? Do you even want him? I don't know. But, I mean, if you got this guy and that guy and this guy, so it's like it's got to start soon, right? Like, and I don't know what I don't know what the answer is.
And Abreu would have been a nice
It's not Abreu. It's not Abreu.
It's not Abreu?
Well, Abreu, it doesn't matter. He's not on your team. You don't have to learn his name.
Let me go to Billy in New Hampshire. Billy, what's going on? Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'll be quick. Just want to say, you know, being born in 94, I started watching the Red Sox like 99-ish. So, I mean, since then, there's been years, you know, that they were bad and we knew they weren't going to make the playoffs, but they were still easy to root for because they had, you know, fun, exciting players to watch. And then, you know, with Mookie Betts, you know, I got to meet him in Lowell. I started rooting for him then. I saw him fly through the system. He's a homegrown superstar. And I was, you know, watching him go was really hard. But even then, I still had hope for this team. But I got to say, if they don't re-sign Xander Bogaerts, I don't know how I'm going to watch this team this year for real. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a diehard Boston fan.
I know.
Yeah, I would just say for all those people who say, you know, what about all the other players that left and that were replaced by guys that suddenly were like good
players? The problem is I feel like the cupboard's a little bit bare here now. So it's more of the big picture thing. Like Abreu sitting there saying, I'd rather go to Houston. Of course you should. Yeah, it's a better team. You know, Evaldi sitting there saying, well, I turned down this offer. I could take a 2-year deal at maybe $30 million, 15 per, and come back here. But, yeah, again, like Bogart's thinking the same thing. What's the direction of this team? Think of what these players have been thinking the last 2 years. You go back to the last two trade deadlines. They weren't really helped out. And they voiced their opinion publicly, which is insane. Questioning a GM publicly, which is insane.
Yeah.
They all have opportunities to go elsewhere right now. Why would they stay here if you're not going to extend yourself, get a little uncomfortable? And I'm not saying, you know, where are you going to go to Abreu? I don't know. You give him $22 million a year. Is he going to say no to the Astros? He'll probably still go to Houston for a little bit less because he's got a better chance to win. But I don't know, like the thought of, like, why am I coming to Boston other than you're paying me more money than anybody else? And you got a GM that's uncomfortable paying you more than maybe what he thinks your value is.
Come on, they got you David Price. That all worked out.
Oh, you know, yeah, Dombrowski was like, screw
exactly
it.
The reason why he wanted to come here, because the Red Sox were willing to pay more than the St. Louis Cardinals were.
Absolutely. But
so
he,
now
but
you
got to
do that with
that
every
team,
person going forward?
But he also looked at that team and sat there and said, well, they got Mookie Betts and they got Xander Bogaerts.
We can win.
And they got all, you know, Curcio is, you know, whatever. I think that was afterwards, but it was still like, I mean, you just brought all this talent in. Yeah, I'm in. Like, Evaldi Bogaerts, why come back? What's the direction of the team? Where are they going? Like, what's the plan? Like, that's my biggest concern, is like people really wanting to come here.